a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
A special hour on KSL's Unrivaled.
BYU and the Big 12 Conference.
Here's Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in to sunny Las Vegas. It's 100 degrees out, but nothing hotter right now than the talk that is going on across all of college football. Yes, the college football landscape has changed quite a bit.
What, Utah won last night?
Hey, that's Scott Mitchell. Guess who I got to come to a BYU party here in Las Vegas? Scott
Mitchell. And
he's
wearing blue.
Look, and Scott wore blue, and it's a party down here in Las Vegas. BYU taking on Arizona. That's a pretty good storyline, but the biggest one that we've been talking about today and the one that we've been following across all of the walks of BYU life here, and with fans walking around at the Fan Fest here in Las Vegas, we are anticipating a lot of the rumors and the Big 12 happenings. The question is, will BYU actually end up getting an invite to the Big 12? Joining me right now also, besides Scott Mitchell. Scott, thanks for coming out. The longest broadcast day in the history of broadcasting. We're going to start off the show as we always do, though. We're going to hit the 705 cut and get to our guys from Cougar Sports Saturday here. Let's do it.
The cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
The cut brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. Am I bothering you guys? Mitch and Matt from Cougar Sports Saturday, Matt Biamonte, Mitch Harper, they're on their phones, I'm assuming, looking at all the Big 12 and BYU talk. Let's start with...
It's two phone season right now. You got to have multiple phones.
You do.
Ready for the moment.
You do.
BYU's knocking on the door of a power conference, Alex. Celebrate. We're at a Fan Fest, for goodness sake. It's time. The moment has arrived, Alex.
Mitch is going to ruin it all by talking too much about it. That's the way I feel about things. I've kind of bought into Scott's version of, like, the superstition stuff where you go, hey, man, don't ruin it by talking about it. So, Matt, you were on the show with me last night, not 24 hours ago. We were having the same discussion about, I don't know what this looks like. I don't know how it happens, but BYU's got to find themselves in that conversation. It wasn't just, hey, it's nice to see BYU mention it, the first or second name in those rumors. Now we're talking about a possible timeline, a possible invitation for BYU to the Big 12. The storyline started to unfold today. What do you have right now? And I'm going to see if Mitch is going to sign off on some of these rumors too.
The latest I've heard is that the presidents will be having a phone call early next week and that they could be invited. When I say they, we're talking BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF could be invited to apply for membership as soon as next week, and then a vote could happen. So we could be talking about BYU in the Big 12 before BYU in Utah next week.
Boy, that might overshadow some things a little bit.
I just have to go back to this whole alliance thing when this happened with the three conferences other than the SEC, and how we were sitting there going, they didn't do anything. Like, this alliance really isn't that big a deal. And what they did is they said, hey, everyone, stop this. We're not gonna start poaching conferences. Yep. We're not going to pilfer over the Big 12 and say, it's done. The conference is over with. We're going to give them a chance to kind of regroup, figure out where they are, take this big knockout blow they took from Texas and Oklahoma and see if they can recover from it. And we all of a sudden realize Pac-12 said, we're not expanding right now.
Which we made fun of, right? We're like, big Pac-12.
Well, we did and we didn't because we said, you know what that means? That means there's a chance for BYU. There's a real chance. It may be the realest chance that BYU's had since they've been independent and maybe ever to get into a Power 5 conference.
And they've never been invited to a league. And this is BYU's opportunity that they've been just craving. They felt like they've deserved for the longest time. I mean, you're talking about the 10th winningest program in college football over the last 50 years. BYU looks and feels and operates like a Power 5. They just now need to be crowned with that label. And they're knocking on the doorstep of that moment. And it's an exciting time because I think BYU, you mentioned that alliance, they need to be aligned with programs. You know, that is the future of college football, aligning yourself with different programs and brands because you can't do it on your own anymore. Notre Dame doesn't even do it on their own. They're aligned with the ACC. Everyone needs an alliance. BYU needs to be part of this Big 12. This has to get done, and this will define BYU sports for, you're talking 50, 100 years. This is a significant moment.
Mitch, 50-100 is not a number. This is the kind
50-100.
Of stuff.
That, yeah. I think it's a number.
I like that 50, number.
50-100.
So as we were talking about this earlier today, too, I mean, there's a massive amount of excitement. Now, one of the things we were talking about when it comes to a possible path to the Big 12, this was a non-starter for a lot of these schools 5 years ago. So I know that it's easy to just say, well, BYU is a big, you know, 10th winningest program in the last 50 years in college football. But the real answer for why this changed has to do with money, yep. And it has to do with the fact that BYU leads out of any of the people that are floating out there in the possible landscape of college football. Why is it that right now there's such an easy pick, so to speak, for the Big 12 if it ends up coming to that invitation?
You're looking
week.
At BYU or the Big 12 Conference going from $37 million a year in TV revenue to potentially around 15 to 17. BYU's good enough brand or a good enough brand to elevate revenues from 17 to 20. They're not good enough to maybe bump it up from 37 to 40. That's why BYU is now suddenly valuable. 5 years ago when Texas and Oklahoma were there and they're making $35, $37 million a year, BYU doesn't elevate the profits. They don't elevate the revenues. That's what it comes down to. And it just further proves that none of this was about research institutions. None of it was about Sunday play. It was about money. That's what it's always about. And I think sometimes we're naive to think that it's anything but that. But it comes down to money. BYU elevates the profits for the Big 12, who's looking to survive. And you know what? I think BYU can go into that league. I think UCF, Cincinnati can go into that league and be some of the best football programs in that conference from day one.
I love how BYU elevates the profits. I don't know. Just there's something about that that just sounded really.
Of course, it elevates the. Look around. We're here at the Fan Fest. There's tons of fans. This feels Power Five, doesn't it, Scott?
Oh yeah, I got out of the car and I'm like Power Five all over the place here. This is absolutely.
No, BYU fans are coming up to Scott, by the way.
I know.
Not
us. Great.
They're going up to Scott, by the way.
This is very cool, though. I love this, and this is part of the deal because BYU has a following.
Yep.
They have a big following. They have a lot of interest. I mean, we're in the middle of Las Vegas. I was actually driving down here today, and I can't tell you how many Cougar fans and Cougar stickers on vehicles that I passed. They were all driving the speed limit, and I was going about 2 miles over.
Yeah,
and
I don't believe that for a second.
I was creeping by all those BYU fans.
So okay,
but it is funny to your point about the profits. I mean, there was this discussion about, well, BYU's too conservative, and a lot of these institutions are going to have an issue, and it felt like an issue. And today, it's like, we'll take anybody. You know, all that stuff went away, and you're absolutely right. And this is a great example of how money and television drive college athletics.
You know what's great to hear, too, is that for once in these discussions, BYU, I think, is being viewed like we have all viewed them for a while. This is the premier brand that the Big 12 is going after. It's BYU first, and then Cincinnati, Houston, UCF. But BYU is the main attraction for this expansion for the Big 12 because of the television market, because of the national following that you talked about, Scott. So I think for the first time, BYU fans are really soaking this in because this is how they felt for so long, and now it's being reciprocated.
I think BYU fans, though, are just wondering. Some people have been chiming in on Twitter to us, at KSL Sports. When is Lucy going to pick up the football? I think, right. You know, over the next week, you just hope that there's no, like, political backlash. Because remember, 5 years ago, you get Athlete Ally involved, and that then became a national story. And then maybe you get some cold feet. That is something that maybe is something that makes you pause a little bit when you talk about Big 12 presidents.
This is where I start to go, There's been so much positive talk.
Right.
And it's all been on that upswing over the last 24 hours, over the last week,
yep.
and really over the last 24 hours. But that has been up right here. Be prepared, BYU fans, for the negativity that's going to be the wave that's going to hit you. It's going to feel depressing. Just know that these college presidents
but
only care
the
about
question,
money.
Though, that's a, you can who takes, if you on. Take them off the table, who takes the spot?
There's no one.
There's nobody.
Hey, Boise State's a very popular.
The only two schools I could think of were Texas and Oklahoma. Right. They're already taken, so
all right,
they're in this deal.
So
sure.
I mean, here's what's. So I'm going to ask that when we come back. I want you to think about it. Actually put yourself through the mental gymnastics of how does this deal get killed? So what's standing in the way? What could stand in the way for BYU to possibly get that invite to the Big 12? Hey, we're down here. It's our Fan Fest. The Fan Fest down here in Las Vegas. BYU versus Arizona kicking off tomorrow. We've got a full 24 hours of coverage right here on KSL News Radio. Brought to you by Economics Partners, one of the nation's premier business valuation and strategic advisory firms. We appreciate Economics Partners for partnering with us this weekend for all of our broadcasts. Stay right here with us. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.